You're listening to SBS News.
It was a close decision, but on Monday, the US Supreme Court struck down the Louisiana law regulating abortion clinics. The result has divided opinion, and it marks the first big pro-abortion victory since President Donald Trump's court appointees joined the bench. The plaintiff, Kathleen Pittman, says the decision is not a backward step, but it doesn't drastically improve women's rights either.
So being able to claim this victory is huge for us. I will point out that even though it is a definite win, that it really does nothing to advance reproductive rights in Louisiana. It is basically maintaining the status quo.
The rejected law would have required doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. Associated Press Supreme Court reporter Mark Sherman says this case has similarities to the rules in Texas.
And this is the first time in an abortion case that the Chief Justice has been on the side of abortion rights. Now, the law that the court struck down today was very similar. In fact, Roberts said nearly identical to a law that the court struck down in 2016 from Texas.
Mr. Sherman is referring to right-leaning Chief Justice John Roberts, who agreed with progressives in the court. But in the past, he has voted against abortion rights, and in this case, he had the key vote. Abortion opponents had hoped the judges appointed by President Trump would lead to a ruling in their favour. Reproductive rights advocate Nia Weeks says she was nervous about the court verdict.
Women's right to choose how we navigate our health and our bodies, and it having to be something that the government regulates, that right there is worrisome.
Mallory Quigley from the pro-life group Susan B. Anthony List says a high standard of care must be upheld to protect women.
I am frankly worried for women in Louisiana who won't have the oversight of local hospitals keeping an eye on abortion doctors and the lack of continuity of care if there's a medical emergency during an abortion procedure.
The chief executive of the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, Alexis McGill Johnson, is relieved women's abortion access in Louisiana won't be limited.
These aren't just philosophical questions, right? These are constitutional questions, but they are actually about how we live and control our bodies and our lives. And I think that's what we have to keep in mind as we think about what's happening in our courts right now.
The White House has called the ruling unfortunate, stating it undermines the health of mothers and the lives of their unborn children. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.